Okay, we're up to the Mishnah on Teivavim base. Bas Yisrael shenisus lekohen. A Bas Yisrael marries a kohen, tocha betruma. She eats truma because of her husband. Mace, if the kohen died, the lohen menu ben, she has a son from the kohen, tocha betruma. She eats truma because of her son, the kohen. Nisus a levi, if she got married to a levi, tocha b'maisa. She has now a son who's a kohen and a husband who's a levi. So she can eat meiser. Mace, the law he menu ben, tocho b'meiser. If what's it called, this is going back on the Bas Yisrael. She's not the same case. New case. Bas Yisrael married a lady. She can eat meiser because of her husband. He dies, leaves her with a son, a lady. She can eat meiser because of the son, the lady. Nisus li Yisrael, lo socha, lo betruma, lo meiser. Right, Bas Yisrael, who marries Yisrael doesn't eat truma or meiser, obviously. No reason to eat it. Mace, now this woman, again, married Yisrael now. She was married to a Kohen, he died. He left her with a son who's a Kohen. She can eat truma. Then she married a Levi. So now she's married to a Zar, Lagavi Kahuna, she can't eat truma. But she can eat meiser. He leaves her with a son who is a Levi. She can eat, what's it called, a meiser now because of the son who's a Levi. Now she marries Yisrael. Now she can't eat truma or meiser because she's a zara. She's married to a zar. Right? She can't eat truma or meiser. Mace. Now this Yisrael dies. Okay. L'chora she's a katlonis after all this. But in any case, mace. The law he menu ben. He died, and she has a son from the Yisrael. So he ruins everything. Right. So lo socha lo betruma lo meiser because of the son who's a zar. Mace benomi Yisrael. Now her son died. That's what's called who's the Yisrael. Leaves her a son a Levi and a son a Kohen. Tochu b'maiser. She can eat meiser because of the Levi, but because she has a son, she doesn't go back to eat meiser. What's it called? She doesn't eat meiser because of her son the Kohen. Mace benomi Levi. If the Levi dies, then tochu b'truma. She can eat truma now because she has a son of a who's a Kohen from the Kohen who died. Right, but as long as she has other sons who Yisraelim or Levim, she can't eat truma. But now she only has a son who's a Kohen, she can eat truma because of him. Meis benomi Kohen. Now her son from the Kohen died also. So lo tocha lo betruma velo b'maiser. Now she can't eat truma or meiser again because she's not married to a Kohen, she's a Bas Yisrael. She doesn't have a son from a Kohen. She doesn't have any more son from a Levi. So she doesn't eat truma or meiser. Okay. What?
She doesn't go back to her father.
And she doesn't know she's a Yisrael, a Bas Yisrael. Right. Okay. So that's the first case. Okay, now the second case. Bas Kohen. So that case was a Bas Yisrael who was married in succession to a Kohen, a Levi, Yisrael, had children from all of them, and they died in succession. Okay. So that's the halacha by a Bas Yisrael. Bas Kohen. Now, your case. Bas Kohen. Shenisus li Yisrael. A Bas Kohen married to Yisrael. Lo socha betruma. She can't eat truma. Meis, the law he menu ben, lo socha betruma. If he dies, and she has a child from him, right, from the Yisrael, then she can't eat truma, because she doesn't go back to her father, because she has a child. Nisus a levi, now she got married to a levi. Tochal b'maiser, she can eat maiser. Mace, the law he menu ben, tochal b'maiser. If he dies, and the levi dies, and she has a son from the levi, so she can eat maiser because of the son. But she can't eat truma anymore. Nisus le kohen, tochal betruma. She gets married to a kohen, right, she can eat truma because of her husband. Mace, the law he menu ben, tochal betruma. If he dies, and she has a son from him, she can eat truma because of her son, who's the Kohen. And she's a Bas Kohen too. So she doesn't have to eat truma because of her father, she eats truma because of her son. Mace benami Kohen, if the son she had from a Kohen dies, lo socha betruma, she can't eat truma anymore. Because she has a son from a Levi. So she doesn't go back to her father's house. Mace benami Levi, if her son from the Levi died, lo sochel b'maiser, she can't eat maiser anymore, right? Because she still has a son from the original Israel. Meis benom Israel, if her son from the Israel dies, then she can celebrate because now she can go back and eat truma. Right? Choseres lebeis aviyah, then she goes back to her father's house and she can eat truma. Right? The alzene mar vishovel beis aviyah b'kinu ureha milechem aviyah tochel. That's the case where a woman goes back to her father's home when she doesn't have any more children and she's a bas kohei and she can eat truma now because of the father.
Right. Why not separate cases?
Chop them up? No, because it's talking where she had all these children at the same time. No, because it's because the case is talking where she had these children and they died in succession too.
Right. That's what we said. So right. I'm saying, why not break it up?
You could, but the Shilas, but I don't think the Gemara speaks about a katlanis over here, right? The Chorus, she is though. It's not broken up. It's one case. So she was married to a Kohen, then married to a Levi, then married to Yisrael. Only two of them died. She's only a katlanis going to Yehuda. We have machlokas, what's it called? Whether you need three times or two times. Here, she only two of her husbands died when she married the third one. The third one died. There's no fourth one. So it could be she wasn't allowed to marry a fourth one. It could be this Mishnah goes not like a Behuda.
Who would want to marry her?
Now Mamzer. Kohen, Levi, Israel.
She's an equal opportunity.
Right. In fact, there's a joke like that. I don't know if the fellows will like this joke, but I think who said it? The Mincha Salazar, who was a very anti-Zionist. He said the first Rav HaRashi of Medinas Israel was a Kohen, Rav Kook. The second one was a Levi, was a Herzog. The third one was a Yisrael, Rav Unterman. He said the fourth one. Okay. Let's go back to. Nisus Levi, back to Rashi. Okay. Nisus Levi, Acher Sheyolda Mikohen. She got married to a Levi after she had a child from the Kohen. It's all one successive case. Tochel b'maiser v'lo b'truma. She can eat maiser but not truma because she's married to a Levi. So she's married to a Zor, she can't eat truma. Zor l'gabi truma. The Hadr Chav Yezora. She's a Zora, married to a Zor, a Levi. Meis v'lohe menu ben, tochel b'maiser. B'shvil b'nah. If he died, she can still eat maiser because she has a Levi son. The Hide ben, Pasula mitruma, but the Levi son passes her from eating truma, even though she also has a Kohen son. Okay, Shariyeshla zera min hazor, she has children from a zor legabi truma. Uksiv the zera ain la v'shava the Hariyeshla zera. The afagav dikra bas Kohen ksiv. The case of zera ain la v'shava is going on a bas Kohen. Marbina minei bigmara nomi bas Israel ho echelus b'shvil b'na. It includes also a Bas Yisrael who's eating truma because of her son, but if she has another son who's a Zar, then she can't eat truma. She can now, if she has a son from a Kohen, right, and he died, she can eat truma because of her son. But if she has another son who's not a Kohen, she can't eat truma because of the Zar. Hilkach ki hechi the bas kohen ki isla zera miYisrael lohadra, just like a bas kohen who has children from Israel doesn't go back to eat truma because of her father, so too bas Yisrael ho ochelus b'shvil b'na, a bas Yisrael who's eating truma because she has a son from a kohen doesn't eat because of that son if she has another son who's a Yisrael or a Levi. Nami ki isla zera ben mi Levi o mi Yisrael lohadra ochelus b'shvil b'na kohen. Bas Kohen Shanisis Yisrael Osocha Betruma, the Pasula, right? A Bas Kohen who was married to Yisrael can't eat Truma because he passels her because she's married to a Zor. Midiko Omar Rachmana Vizera Ainla Vishava, Michlaud Bechai Bala Loachla. As long as her husband's alive, she surely doesn't eat Truma. If he dies and she doesn't have children, then she goes back to eating Truma. Masra, as long as he's alive, she doesn't eat Truma. Meis benomi Kohen lo socha betruma. The possible lady, she still has a son from the lady. Okay, Gemara.
What is the Mishnah going with the son? It's also the halakas with a girl. There's a daughter.
She has a daughter. She has a daughter.
She,
right. Zera filu zera pasul. Yeah, but it's lav dafka. Lav dafka. Benar can mean in generic child. Meis benami levi. Tocha betruma. If her son from the levi dies, she once again eats truma. Why? Dehadra achla mishum benar. Then now she can eat again because of her son from the kohen. So how do you know that? Minolan. How do you know that? How do you know that if a woman was married to a kohen and she had a son from a kohen, but she also had a son from a levi, so she wasn't allowed to eat truma, right? And now the son from the levi died, that she goes back to eat because of the son from the kohen. How do you know that? Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav, we had this before. Bas ubas. It says bas kohen kisiel leizor. What's it called? Bas kohen. That's a pasuk. One second. The hard rock on Ishum Benah, the Tani Masnis, and Gabi Bas Israel, Mace, Benomi, Levi, Tocha, Betruma, Bishvil Benah. Minolan, the Zora, Haucheles, Bishvil Benah, the Nisus, the Zor, Ume, Shechoseres, Locheles, Bas Ubas, Bas Cohen Tia, Almono Grusha, that's the possible. Bas Cohen Tia, Almono Grusha, the Shovel, Be Savia, Kinu Reho. So it doesn't say Bas Cohen, it says Ubas Cohen. So from there we learn that even a Bas Cohen who eats, because of her son, not because of her father, a Bas Yisrael, who eats because of her son, is similar to a Bas Kohen who's going to eat because of her father. And if she doesn't have any other children except the Kohen, she can eat, go back and eat because of her son too, just like a Bas Kohen eats because of her father. Kiman, Rabbi Akiva, the Dorish Vavi, so that's only according to Rabbi Akiva, who darshins the extra Vav, Ubas. Mar says, no, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan who normally don't darshan the extra Vav, here they do. Kula Ubas Kroyaseira. It didn't have to say Ubas Kohen Kisi Almano Grusha. It was talking about Bas Kohen. Could have said, V'chisi Almano Grusha. Why did it have to mention Bichlal Ubas Kohen? So the whole thing is extra. So we darshan the extra Vav to tell me also that she, what's it called, the Vav, and the whole extra word to tell me that Bas Yisrael, who's eating because of her son, the Kohen, also goes back to eat if her other children from Levi Yisrael die. Rashi. Bas Ubas, Ubas Kohen Kisiel Amono Grusha. Krebi Akiva Didorish Vove, Beperik Dalid Misos, Omer Le Rebi Akiva Yishmael Achi, Bas Ubas Anidorish. Rebi Akiva over there darshens the extra Vav in a different pasuk. Where it says, no, Kule Kro Ubas Yisrael. The whole pasuk is excellent. The chesiva el mineu bas kohen ki yesiyele izar. The pasuk before that said, if a bas kohen marries a zar, a levi Israel, she doesn't eat truma. But kisiyele amono grusha, bas kohen kisiyele amono grusha, goes back to eat from her husband, from her father. You could have just said the chesiyele amono grusha. It said bas kohen kisiyele izar. Then the chesiyele amono grusha. Why do I have to say again ubas kohen? Right. It's just continuing the same case of the Bas Kohen. So Hamina Solik. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Kishihi Choseres, Choseres Latruma, the Eina Choseres Lchazei Vishok. We had this before, that when she goes back to eat because of her father, she can only eat, we'll see that that's only by the father. But if she's eating because of her son, she can eat chazei v'shok too. But if she's going to eat because of her father, she only goes back to eat truma, but not chazei v'shok. She can't eat from the shlamim, that which goes, what's it called, shlamim, kochim kalim, right? Hamuram mehem, keyotze bohem, the muram, which is the chazei v'shok, which goes to the kohen, right? Keyotze bohem, right? The nechalim, the ish, the noshav, and bonav, ubenosav. Doesn't say that exactly, but that's what it says, right? So that's the chazei v'shok, but that's only a daughter who didn't get married. If she got married to a Yisrael, she doesn't eat truma and she doesn't eat chazei v'shok. If her husband dies and she doesn't have any children, she goes back to eat truma because of her father, but she doesn't eat chazei v'shok. Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Ravina, Bar Shila, Mikra, where's the pasuk that tells me that? that she goes back with Shovel Besavia Kinurel is only the Gabi Truma, not the Gabi Chazei Veshok. It says he betrumas hakadoshim lo sochal, right? She can't eat trumas hakadoshim. What is that? Bemura min hakadoshim lo sochal. She doesn't eat from those parts that are taken from kodshim kalim, ashlamim, right, and given to the what's it called, to the kohen, that she can't eat from. Rav Nachman Omar Rabba Baravua, a different pasuk. Milechem the lo kol lechem, milechem avia tochel. But not kol lechem, only the lechem that is what's it called truma, but not chazei v'shok. Prat the chazei v'shok. Maskit lo rami barchoma ema prat la foris nadorim. Right? Maybe it's coming to tell me mi lechem avia tochel. She can eat from the lechem, but not she doesn't go back to the father to for foris nadorim that the father could be made for her nadorim if her husband dies. Amarava kvar poska. We don't need a pasuk for that. Poska tonit ver bishmuel. The tonit ver bishmuel. The neder almana grusha yakum aleha. Right, a woman is makes a neder when she's an almana grusha. There's nobody to be made for it, so they her nedarim stand. Matamad lomer. Right, what do you need it? The halom motza michlal av umotza michlal bal. She doesn't have a father and she doesn't have a husband. Right, she's not mono grusha. Why would I think that anybody could be made for her nedor? Ella hareisha moser ha'av l'shluchei habal. The father gave her over to the shluchim of the baal who came to get her to make nesuin. Osha moser shluchei av l'shluchei habal, or the shluchim of the father gave her over to the shluchim of the baal. She's on her way to her nesuin. Okay, v'nisar malon nisgarsha, and her husband died or divorced her on the way. Right, he said, "Don't bother." What's it called? He sent her a get as she was coming to get the suin. The derech hey chanikori ba beis avia shalzu or beis baila shalzu. She's not beis avia. She's not beis baila. And the lomer lecha kivin shiyotz a shoachas mishusa av. If for one second she went out of the shusa of the av, like over here, he sent her ready to be for the suin. Shuv eni yochel lehofer. So mele, we know from there that Skol Shekane, if she was completely out of the Rishus of the father, she's married to somebody else, that when he dies, she doesn't go back to his Rishus. I don't need a pasuk for that. Right? Therefore, it can't be talking that she doesn't go back for Hafaris Nadarin. Only for Lechem she goes back, but not for Chazei V'shok. Rav Safra Omer mi Lechem avia tochel. Lechem v'lo basar. Right? Lechem she can eat. In other words, Truma, but not Chazei V'shok, which is basar. Rav Papa Amar mi lechem avia tocha lechem akoni lo avia, only something that belongs to her father. Truma belongs to the kohen. It's mom and kohen can mekadesh anisha with it. Prat lechazei v'shok the mishulchan gavah kazachu, right? He says a different limud that chazei v'shok it doesn't belong to the kohen. You can't mekadesh anisha with it. He eats from God's table the korbanos. But truma is given to him; it belongs to him. Let's go a little more. Rava Omar, another limud. V'yas chazei atnufa v'yas shok hatruma tochlu ato v'necho v'dosecha itoch. This man she itoch, right? When they're with you, but not with you anymore. Now she went already and got married to somebody else. She can never eat again. Chazei v'shok. Omer Avada Barava Tanuk she choseres lebeis avia choseres letruma veino choseres lechazei v'shok. The shvil benoah, but if she's eating now because of her son, she has a son who's a kohen, right? And she was married to a Yisrael or a lady, and now they died, so she goes back to eating truma of bas Yisrael because of her son. She can also eat what's it called chazei v'shok. Choseres af lechazei v'shok. Ozel Rav Mordechai Amr l'shmaisa kameid Rav Ashi. He said this over to Rav Ashi, that if a bas kohen goes back because of her father, can't eat chazei v'shok. But a bas Yisrael who goes back to eating truma because of her son can eat chazei v'shok too. There is no miyud. Omer mehecha komis rabia mi bas mi ubas mi adifalo mino. How could it be? The whole reason we learn that a bas Yisrael eats because of her son is because a bas kohen eats because of her father. We learn it from the vav ubas kohen. So how could it be better? Mara says, "Hashem k'sivim miut." Because by the bas kohen it says a miut. that she only goes back for this. But by the Bas Yisrael, it doesn't say any miut. So she's like the, she goes back and eats, and there's no miut, so she eats everything. Rashi. Kishihi chozeres, akra koi, ubas koin kisi almono grusha, the zera einlok, she chozeres, the beisavia chozeres latruma. Avalocheles bishvil benoa de masnis and chozeres afvachazi vishok, edomer lakamon. The mura mina kadoshim, chazi vishok. Medahavi mochi lemichta bekadoshim, the kosa bitrumas, lemuram hudos. It doesn't say kadoshim, which can mean truma, means muram mina kadoshim is chazi vishok. The high low soch, ala olamu, means for never, she can never eat anymore. The lo tema bioshevis tachas baile Israel. Don't say it's talking when she's still married to the Israel. Then she can't eat it. Kidamash makro bas koin kisiel izar. Do kimna lahai kro beperik almana bebailo beniva leposula. She's not married. She just lived with this guy. To go nesin umamzer vechol sheposula lomis. The kohanis the mesabn lazar the lo achlami beshovel beisavia yafinan. From this pasuk, we learn that if she had bia with somebody posel to her, he posels her. Not if she's married. Where do we know that if she's married to Yisrael, she can? Because it says l'shavel beis aviyah, he dies. Mashma, when he's alive, she can't eat. That's how we know that she can't eat when she's married. Nichlal de mikar lo achla umilse de rav chistum mi betruma snafka truma sakadoshim imkain de kula krola nivelis l'posel lo asa lichto bekotchim mosolcha. She can't eat kotchim. My betrumas. She can eat certain kachim like truma. Where she was married to Israel and he died, and she went back to eat because of her father. The samichla ubas koin kisiel amana. Hachi taritz mahamilsu perik amana. Like before, we learned this. Okay. Milechem lo kolo kol lechem prat lechazei v'shok. V'hai lechem kol machol mashma. Lechem doesn't mean bread, it means food. Sometimes the Torah uses lechem just for food. Maybe she goes back and eats truma and chazei v'shok. What she can't do is have her father be made for her nedarim. That's what it's mimayit. Mara says, no, you don't need a pasuk for that. Motza mechlala avu mi yeferla. Beis avia shelzu hover lo yotze legamri viyochla av lahofer o beis baila shelzu varehi nishar almona ve'en ho'av mefer. Over here for sure she's an almona, the father has no jurisdiction. L'kach yotze mikro hazel lomer l'chakivin shiyotze. And therefore this pasuk you don't need for afaris nadarin, you need it for chazei v'shok. Truma hi knuya l'kohanim. Truma belongs to the kohen, you give it to the kohen, it's his. She'enom shiyori shulchan melech, it's not from a mizbeach. It's a matana that the Rabban Shem gave to the Kohen. So it's his. Aval shiori kodshim harehen kim masas meis p'nei Elohim shein shiori shulchano. But by kodshim, they don't belong to the Kohen. The Kohen is invited to eat at God's table. So he's eating, just like a person who's invited to eat by somebody. Pashtus, the food doesn't belong to him. He can't say, you know what, I'd rather eat this at home. Take off the, you know, take all the food off the plate, put it in a little bag, and walk home with it. He can't do that. It's not his. It's his to eat in the home of the person who gave it to him. It's not his food, though. He can't. If he takes, what's it called? They give him a steak, and he turns to the woman next to him and says, "Haret mekudeshesli," with this steak. It's not his. Okay.
Truma is also called kashrus.
Could be. That's why when you eat in somebody's house, Pesach, and you're eating their matzahs, yeah, they should be makna the matzahs to you, that when you eat it, it's yours. Even though pashtus, you don't really have to do that, because once you put it in your mouth and start chewing it,
it's yours.
It's yours. right? Then it becomes yours.
Okay. But truma is called kachim also. It says penis kachim.
It does, but it's not. But it's not the same kind of kachim. This is truma. That's a matana to the kohen. Right, it's kodesh, but it's a matana, right? And here it's what's called mishulchan gavoa. She chozeres bas kohen, ava bas Yisrael chozeres lecho betrum v'shvil benoa kigon yolda mikohen v'nishas l'Yisrael umeis chozeres af lechazei v'shok. The gabi bas kohen k'siva miut. Only by the bas kohen says a miut, but by the bas Yisrael who eats because of her son, there's no miut, and therefore she goes back for truma and for chazei v'shok.